Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry? Mother effing D. Wait, hold on
what
a second. Do I really have to say that fucking shit, guys? Jesus fucking Christ.
Ah, here you go.
More on that later, in a minute. And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
Remember to leave us some ratings and reviews wherever you listen to the podcasts. For Hard Knicks Life merch, go to hardknickslife.threadless.com. And check out our YouTube channel, link in the description of the show. And please, subscribe to the one podcast that can't even promote itself on YouTube, guys. We can't. I tried. I set it all up, answered all the fucking questions. And guess what? We got flagged. And you know what they labeled us? Shocking content.
Really?
Shocking content.
Shocking.
Took me a while to figure out why. I thought it was because in the last episode, I looked like a KKK clan member to start the show with that fucking trash bag.
Yeah, with that white bag on your head.
Yeah. But apparently we just fucking curse too much. And
glad
Jay,
to see you're bringing it down a notch.
Yeah, well, Jay wants us to try and avoid cursing the whole show.
Where you yeah, we got about 5 seconds in.
Jay wants us to use words like fudge. Actually, Barry, you do too. You want me to use fudge?
Not every week. That was
think,
for one episode.
You guys
episode
really think that's funny?
So we could get one episode on.
To use the word fudge like 85 times in the show.
Or you could just not curse.
Oh, well, it's easier
for
said than done.
For one episode in order to help promote the show.
It's easy when you got nothing to say, Blandy.
Wow.
Guys, if you're looking to place a bet, do what Barry used to do. Head on over to betonline.ag. Barry, you're still not betting, right?
I bet 3 football games last weekend.
There you go. On betonline.ag.
Did
yes
you win?
I don't believe
it. No, I did not, Blandy.
You didn't win anything?
I won one game, but I lost 2, so it was a loss. Oh, lost weekend. Okay.
Well, head on over to the new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today. Get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code BLEAV50, B-L-E-A-V 50, to get your bonus. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. And I should probably mention, there probably is a new ad read for this because the Super Bowl is coming up. I'm going to say, for all your Super Bowl betting, go to betonline.ag.
Good for you.
Thank God they don't check this shit, guys. I'm pretty sure. If Believe does check this, you should let us know. You're doing a horrible job, I think. Right? It's horrible.
You're good.
Guys, I don't know. This is like the, I don't know, at least the second straight week that I have not wanted to do this fucking show. We have 1 win in the last 5 games. No, 6 games. I'm sorry. 1-5 in the last 6 games. The latest loss to the Miami Heat, fucking blowout. The one before that, a close one in Cleveland with some questionable late game moments that Knicks fans have been debating for the past few days. In Miami, Obi led the Knicks with 18 points on 7 of 9 shooting. He's 5 for 9 from 3-point range over his last two games, 31 points in his last 36 minutes. Julius Randle and the starters continue to struggle. Guys, Julius Randle's stats over these last 6 games, 16 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 3.7 turnovers, 27% from 3, 38% from the field, minus 34 versus Miami, minus 22 versus Cleveland, minus 26 versus the Pelicans, minus 22 versus Charlotte. I didn't watch the game on ESPN against Miami, but I heard Van Gundy was announcing, and he had some really critical things to say about Thibodeau in the starting lineup. He said, "I pull all the starters. They're just not working together. He said, the Knicks vets don't play with any energy, and they should learn from their rookies like Grimes, McBride, and Sims. And he said what Thibodeau's doing about never changing out the starting lineup, never changing out his rotation, is the definition of insanity. Insanity, Barry. Not Linsanity, insanity. Did you listen to Van Gundy at all in that game? I heard you did.
I switched over in the second half. Yeah, I started with MSG, and then I switched over to here. Van Gundy, because, you know, he always calls it like it is. And, you know, it's no secret that he pays extra close attention to the Knicks organization. So you always got to listen to what he has to say, because I think he understands not only basketball, but New York basketball. And yeah, he said exactly what you said. He doubled down on it a bunch of times in the second half, because I heard it too. In other words, you know, he said it's not just one player that Tibbs has to change in the starting lineup. He said it's the whole starting lineup. It's just not working. One guy's not going to make a difference. It's the team playing collectively together that's the problem. And yeah, that the bench unit plays with a purpose, with a sense of energy, that the whole group just flows together better, and he's got to find some type of synergy to get injected into that starting lineup.
It's funny.
No secret.
It's funny because in postgame, Wally was praising Thibodeau.
Praising him.
I literally was just watching it.
praising him for
sticking with his rotation and keeping the bench together because they play so well together.
No. Goodness. You're losing.
Exactly.
You're losing games. It's one thing that it was so phenomenal, this bench unit, you know, game after game, and you're actually winning games because of it, but you're not.
Right. So, I mean, who cares if he changes it up and all of a sudden the bench isn't playing well? They're fucking losing anyway. What do you have to lose here? They're not always losing, but they're not winning consistently, right? They go on these runs. The past 2 weeks that we've been struggling, before that, we had won like, what, 8 of 11, right? 3 podcasts ago. Guys, Burks, who we know Thibodeau loves and really relies on, 31% field goal shooting in January.
Well, he's been taken out of his
29% role. From three. Listen to this. Julius Randle in January, 25.8% from three. You know what Obi Toppin is shooting? Who looks horrible from three and no one can stop. He's shooting 27.8%.
Yeah.
He's shooting better than Julius in January from three.
It's just a
in January because of two fucking ball? Games, Craig. Two good games, yeah. His last two games. He's still a horrible 3-point shooter. He didn't transform me into an Obi 3-point shooting believer in the last two games.
No,
he's shooting 21%, 22%
on the season. They're both bad numbers. It's not a praise of Obi. It's just,
right.
Look at how low Julius's
You're
numbers
right. But the
are.
Thing is, it's Randle's been awful all season long. He's got his lowest career field goal percentage in his entire career, going back the last 7 seasons. His lowest percentage of 41% from the field, okay? It's not good. And the turnovers continue. He leads this team in turnovers by far. He's got 163 turnovers this season. Second place is RJ Barrett with 81, half of that. And I understand he's a high usage player. I understand that, you know, you look at any of the guys that have the ball in their hands, they're going to be high turnover guys. Like you look at Giannis, Jokic, Doncic, they're all like right around that number, but they're giving you so much more to their game that's contributing that you'll accept those turnovers. Mm-hmm. Julius Randle this season is not giving you anything else. So the turnovers, forget about it. I can't deal with them anymore, and you can't deal with Randle anymore because he's not giving you anything.
I think I saw, I either heard it on the game or I can't remember where it was. He's only led the team in scoring like 13 times this season. Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
And like not at all like over a recent long stretch of games. I don't know what the exact number is.
Like in a way it's better because, you know, obviously last year they relied on him so much. So the fact that the scoring is being spread around, but like he's not even like he's hesitant to take a shot. He's just not mentally. He's clearly not in a good place.
Guys, what can we do about Julius? Is this just who he is? Can we fault Tibbs for playing him? Because he could still arguably be their best player, right? Is it his fault that he's our best player? You know, what are we supposed to do here? Do we trade him?
It's certainly his fault the way that he's playing, Craig. And
is he our best player the way he's been playing?
No. The way that he's been playing, no.
RJ is now, right?
I'd have to say RJ is, yes. He's not making all the same mistakes. This is like 2019 Randall. You know, and we're hating him now for all the reasons that we hated him then. What do you do? I don't know. You know, because he hasn't changed his game. Even, you know, with these new players around him, we knew he was going to have to change his game from last year in some way. He hasn't figured it out. So the blame has to go on Randall.
And we've been saying it for a while now. If he was just struggling and his shot wasn't falling, but he was holding his head up high and not throwing little fits on no foul calls and not swatting away Evan Fournier's arms when he's consoling him about a missed call or the way he's been acting. If he wasn't doing all this, I don't know if fans would be against him so much. But he brings, in addition to his negative play, he just brings negativity in his body language and the way he acts. Where I think a lot of fans are, I think we're allowed to be a little tired of it.
Yeah, and I mean it's definitely reached the boiling point and it's boiling over. And I wish that this road trip was longer. There's one more game on it, and then they go back to the Garden. And I mean it's going to be brutal for Randall. You know, I almost wish that this went into that 5-game trip out west, and maybe he could get something right before returning home. I mean, even better, I wish that the All-Star break was coming off and we'd have like a week to kind of reset everybody's batteries. But we're a long way from that. It's not going to be good for a return home to the Garden for Randall.
He's only been made available to the weekend to the media, I think, once since the whole shut the fuck up thing. And it wasn't, I don't even think it was after a game. I think it was like a practice thing or something.
So no, yeah, it was even, about 7 days
straight.
Not
even making him available after the games because whether he's asking out or they realize it's probably not a good idea to put him up there, I don't know. But
guys, the last time Julius Randle led the Knicks in scoring, Christmas Day. And tonight against Miami, Obi Toppin led the team in scoring. So Obi Toppin's led the team more times in scoring than Julius Randle since Christmas Day.
You're going a full month of games where Julius Randle isn't your leading scorer for one game. I mean, talk about where his game is at right now. I don't know how he gets himself out of this. I really don't.
I mean, I don't. There's no doubt in my mind that you have to try to move Julius at the trade deadline at this point.
How are you moving him?
For any player that you think is going to be a future part of this team and
who's going to take him right now?
You've heard rumors of the Sacramento Kings being interested in him.
I think there are plenty of teams with the right package would take him.
If there's a team looking for maybe a third star that could give us something, that right there. I mean, because we know that he can be.
I just don't know what you think you're going to get for him.
You're going to get something for him. He's not far removed from being who he was last season. Plus,
right,
you're talking about
3 months, still, right? Three months. He's been bad.
But he's still, even though he's been last year, was phenomenal. He's really bad as your number one option, but he still gives you rebounds, assists, points. He can be a valuable piece.
Knicks will be penalized a little bit. He's got a 15% trade kicker in his clause too, so they'd have to kick him some extra dough in any trade.
I just think it's time, especially with Obi behind him. I don't think Obi is the savior, but we have somebody who you want to get some extra time back there who plays with energy. I mean, we all think that the young guys need to just get more time. I mean, we know Grimes gets a lot of minutes, but he's shooting 45% from three in January. 45% from three. And he's getting more minutes. But he should be playing ahead of some of these other guys. He should be playing ahead of Burks, maybe. You know, why does he have to play behind him?
Yeah, Grimes.
Just because he's
terrific.
A fucking rookie? He's playing better basketball.
I think Burks is also
basketball.
In there because he plays the point. He has him playing the point and, you know, running
not
the
that well. He plays the point.
I know, but he's not going to have Quentin Grimes doing that.
He doesn't need him to play the point. We've got Quickly. Mm-hmm. Kemba's back, even though he's not great. Quickly should be playing ahead of Kemba. All these young guys should be playing ahead of these vets. Let the vets fucking come off the bench. They're not good enough to just own the starting spot because of who they are.
I think for a lot of us, reality is setting in. You know, I've been waiting. When are they going to turn this thing around? As we get deeper and deeper into the season, you know, I'm hoping for signs that something's going to change.
They're not turning the ship.
And I think this was a reality check, you know, at this point right here. And you just hope that Thibodeau is going to get that same feeling, that same sense, and he's going to have to shape things up and get out of, you know, being stuck in the mud with this starting lineup. You know, just as we've been saying, that it's going to change. Are we going to see it in Milwaukee? Are we going to see it when they come back to the Garden? I sure as hell hope that we see something soon.
Now, everyone keeps saying, oh, look at their record last year. It's not that much different.
Well,
that's true. But we went on a huge run after that last year. If you think we're doing that 2 years in a row, you're out of your mind. We're going to finish like 10 games under 500 this year. I guarantee.
And you know what? Aside from last year, it'll be the best, highest win total we've had in 8 years.
10 games under 500?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be our highest win total in 8 years.
It's a hard fucking Knicks life, guys.
What is that, 36-46 is what that is?
I think we'll win more than 36 games. So we won 37 wins is what we won in 13-14 season.
And at 36-46, that's so acceptable to Thibodeau that he feels no reason to tinker with fucking anything.
No, I'm not saying that you can use the last 8 years. I'm just saying it's one
crime.
You know, we've been further below where we are right now as Knicks fans, you know, and our expectations were too high, I guess, this season. I don't know what to tell you.
If your expectations were that we were going to be a 500 team, they were way too fucking high, apparently. We're about to go on this little West Coast trip, and it's about to get tough.
It's
going to
get ugly. It's already ugly. It's about to get
ugly.
You know, it's actually a really bad time for Thibodeau to do what we all want to do and play the bench, probably. Because you know what? It would be perfect timing for him to fucking do that after we go into our hardest stretch of the season.
Yeah, right.
And then he proves us all wrong.
Not a true test, right?
You know? Yeah. He's going to pick now to start playing the young guys. Guys, you want to hear some fucking voicemails?
Oh, definitely.
This is Dr. Dickey.
Hey, Dr. Dickey here.
You fucking play the drop.
I know,
Randy.
That's what I was waiting for. I
Come
for
on,
sure
hit the fucking Dr. Dickey drop, man.
You want to do that again then?
No. I'm going to let everybody experience your ineptitude.
You got to give him his intro now.
It's Dr. Dickey up in this bitch. Let's fucking go.
I think Blandy
Ralph
is.
Doesn't even
I think
have
Blandy
yet.
Is purposely.
No, Ralph doesn't
trying
even have
to
his
fuck
intro
over
yet.
Dr. Dickey.
We've been talking about an intro for Ralph for months. He doesn't even have one yet.
And we like Ralph. You like Ralph a lot more than Dr. Dickey. We know that.
I would think that most people really just enjoy Ralph. It's not about liking him more than Dr. Dickey.
Wow.
It's that Ralph has become a staple of the show.
You know what? You have to answer Dr. Dickey right now. So listen to this voicemail.
God. Here we go.
Hey, Dr. Dickey here. Look, seriously, you ain't got to hold back on me. I can take it. Come on. Let me hear it, Blandy. What do you really think of me? Barry? It won't offend me. Craig is absolutely right. This shit will not bother me at all. I'm from Tennessee. I was born in Tennessee, and I lived in Georgia in my formative years. So all my sports fans,
oh, that's why he was,
or all my sports teams are from Georgia. But the Knicks was 2012, 2013 playoffs when I first started watching basketball, and it was Melo on the Knicks, and I fell in love with the game, and so I had to make the Knicks my number one basketball team. Still love the Hawks, but when they match up against each other, I want the Knicks to win every single time. And I gotta say, I could find way more words to rhyme with Barrett, trust me. I wanted to do a double entendre of him being an animal. He's Weasley like a ferret. Mm. You know, it just fit with how I was trying to write. But that's neither here nor there.
Behind the
y'all
music.
Y'all have a great
with
next
Dr.
podcast.
Dickey.
Look forward to hearing from y'all.
How could you not like Dr. Dickey? A guy from Georgia. All right. So he became a Knicks fan. Not because he was from New York. He's a Knicks fan. He roots for the Knicks over the fucking Hawks, his hometown team. Because
he fell in love with the Knicks team. Much to cheer for with the Hawks. I mean... Well, it's not like he, you know,
but he's sticking through with
the
Knicks.
The
Come on, how often do you
Knicks?
Hear something like that, a story like that?
Especially like amidst, you know, years and years of losing
we
around them.
Sucked.
Dr. Dickey hasn't grown on you at all, Blandy.
I don't know what you're... I don't understand what the problem
Tell
is.
Tell him, what's the one thing you dislike about Dr. Dickey? Just give it to him. He can take it. Give him some respect. What don't you like? Just tell him. Three, two, one. First thing that comes to your mind.
I don't know how I feel about the Dr. Dickey, just in general.
Oh, the name.
Yeah.
You don't like the name. Okay.
I think the name is what kind of...
Okay, sure.
Colored me, you know, a certain way when it comes to him, you know?
Okay. Oh, it seems like an easy way out.
Trying to play himself off as a doctor.
Okay, sure. All right.
Bullshit answer.
Yeah, exactly. But all right, Barry, what don't you like about Dr. Dickey? Did you say you don't like him?
Oh, yeah, he's annoying sometimes.
Right? There you go. There you go.
But I love his passion, you know? And yeah, he still makes me laugh from time to time, so keep him
coming. It's a personality, unlike Blandy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but he has grown. Yeah, to be perfectly honest, he's grown on me, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so full of shit also. See, I'm full of shit? You're full of shit.
We just said you're full of shit also, so who are you referring to, yourself?
You're saying that I'm full, because you're saying I'm full of shit with what I said, right. So I'm saying he's full of shit too.
All right, okay.
All right, next.
All right, let's get to voicemail number two.
This is Marty here in Quimby. I'm California. Listen, there's too much bullshit about Cam Reddish, and I'm tired of it. It's been like fucking two games or three games, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody's pissing on these good things that are happening. RJ Barrett is starting to establish himself as a guy who can run a fucking team. He can be a leader of a team. Right? He's everything that fucking Randle isn't. Rand's a fucking head case. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that guy. I don't know. Seriously. Maybe he's not getting enough sleep. I know he's got a newborn baby. I don't want to, you know, piss on that. That's great. Breathe. That's cool. I mean, but Grimes is establishing himself as a legitimate fucking NBA player. These are good things. Slowly, slowly, we are finding our fucking pieces. So when I hear people all the time talking about fire the coach and, man, maybe Thibs doesn't make the best decisions. I'm not 100% on board with his decisions. You know, his rotations are stubborn and curmudgeoned and like an old fucking prick sitting on a back porch talking about some long-gone days that no one gives a fuck about. But the fact is that Grimes quickly, like rookies, kids will get minutes if they do certain things. Now, we don't necessarily know what those things are. Hard defense effort, I think. Then, you know, they're going to get the minutes. So just, I think everyone just needs to stop bitching. And for Christ's sake, another person mentions Cam Reddish. Who's a fuck about Cam Reddish? We got him for a bag of garbage to do hot dogs. Jesus. This is all going to be good and things are going to work out. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. We have slowly, slowly getting pieces in place. RJ Barrett, Quentin Grimes are the pieces. So let's look at that. Let's move forward and not get so spoiled and pampered because last year we made it, we overachieved, you know, because Randle just fluked on a fucking season. All right. It's a hard Knicks life.
You know, I
was going to say, last year was the worst thing that could have happened to them. He's right. They overachieved last season, and
it's not the worst thing that could have happened. What are you fucking talking about? It was a great fun.
Unrealistic expectations for this season.
Well, for this year, but I wouldn't give up last year.
I know, but I'm saying for this season.
Maybe moving Julius Randle. Maybe the biggest positive about trying to move Julius is just to make room for RJ, because we've seen how much better he plays when the offense is run through him. And I don't know if it can be run through him while Julius is here. Speaking of Cam Reddish, I agree. Barry, do you agree? A lot of people talking about why is Cam Reddish not getting minutes. He's going to be at the end of the bench with Thibodeau. He is.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I don't think anybody was looking at Cam Reddish to be the savior of this team or was going to be something that propelled this team to something that they aren't currently. But I think a lot of us thought that he could be a rotational guy on this team. I mean, it seems now that he won't be, and you know, who knows why he's here. You know, is it just to be another asset that they're going to flip? But
you know, I had tweeted out the other day about just how the takes on Facebook are so bad. Somebody had posted something about how Tibbs needs to start playing him lots of minutes because he's a star. Cam Reddish is a star.
Oh, come on.
I was like, what are people talking about? Like, what is... I mean, you got some extended time tonight because it was garbage time and they were getting their asses handed to them. I mean, he played well. He blocked a shot. He scored like 6 points or whatever. What are
just
people
like
expecting?
Anyone else, he's got to work his way in. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, a game like this, too, I don't think you really can judge, you know, what a player is going to give you.
Garbage time?
Garbage time is garbage, you know, that's all it is.
Hi, it's Trade Working, it's Jerry Sun again. And it's not really about the Knicks, but I guess it kind of is about the Knicks. So I have this friend at school who loves the Los Angeles Lakers. And
just really quickly, he has a friend? Is this really him, Barry? Is he really turning into a Lakers fan?
No, that's what it might be. Story.
Today, he was wearing a Knicks Julius Randle jersey. And I asked him, why? Do you like the Knicks now or the Lakers? And he said that he didn't like the Knicks. He just liked Julius Randle. And then I said, why didn't you just get a Randle jersey in Lakers? Because he was drafted by the Lakers. Then he just didn't respond and left. Ugh. So I think that he really likes the Knicks.
Disgusting.
But he really likes the Lakers. I keep telling him.
I'm lost.
The Lakers lost. Are as bad as shit. But
what?
I don't know. It's just
what?
I feel like
Hold on.
The Lakers are what?
Hold on. I got to rewind that. Wait. Can I rewind on this? Oh, I can't rewind? What the hell? Well, let me rewind. Did he just say
the
bad
Lakers
as shit?
Lakers are bad as shit.
Barry?
Didn't you say that Trey, like, when he talks to his friends, he's like, what's up, motherfuckers?
Yeah.
But he said, like, for adults and stuff, he shouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, I guess that was a gray area because we said not in front of us.
Because technically this isn't an adult. It's just a voicemail thing.
Right, it's voicemail. I'll let it go.
Anyway, thank you. It's a hard Dick's life. Goodbye.
So you won't ground him tomorrow for that?
No.
You won't say anything to him?
Like, no, not this. No, it's okay. He's calling a sports.
Am I allowed to use that in a promo for the show?
Yeah. Who cares?
The curse?
Oh.
That's, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Of course.
Wow.
You got the green light, Craig.
I don't even understand what he was talking about, but I love when Trey calls in.
All right, next one.
What up, guys? DJ here from Germany. Oh, boy. We're in a bad place right now. We have to do something because our roster is so deep. And I mean, we have a lot of talent, but we have not figured it out what to do with the talent. And Randy is lost right now. Really lost. The only hope is an Archer right now and our second unit. But we have to figure it out how to fix this starting unit. And I have the feeling since Kemba is back, things going down south. I don't know why. Fournier struggled the last couple of games. Burks, I don't know where he is right now. Great to see Cam Reddish tonight, but the first few minutes, he was also not good, but down the end, it looks really better. And with his wingspan, I mean, we have another potential talented wing defender out there. And Tips need to bring him in the rotation. So I hope they do something in the next couple of weeks since the February 10th. And hope things go something well. What do you think about the Randle trade? I'm not a friend of this, but do you think the front office think about that somehow?
I have never heard DJ down like that before.
He was tired.
Is that what it was? Is that fatigue?
Yeah, I think so.
A combination. What time is it there? It's super early in the morning at this point.
Yeah, it's gotta be like 4 a.m.
First of all, to say our roster is not deep. It is not deep when the starting lineup sucks like it sucks.
What do you want this team to be? If you say this has got to be now RJ's team and the bench unit, what are you making this team? It's going to be worse than it is now. It's not going to be any better. It's going to be the same. So what do you want? You want to just continue to develop the young guys. You want to get yourself a lottery pick. It's basically what you're doing.
Then we're right back where we've always been.
No, but
the thing is, we have a couple of weeks left before the trade deadline. Can a move be made to move Randall and get a positive piece that's going to work with this team? And again, at least get yourself into the playoffs now 2 years in a row. Is it possible to do that?
But are you going to have to take back somebody else's problem because of matching up the salaries? Like, what do you think you're getting back? You're going to have to take somebody else's problem.
The salaries don't always have to match if your team's under. I think it's time to play. I mean, you can play the young guys without tanking. Honestly, I think the young guys give us just as much of a chance to win every game night in and night out as the veterans do. So I understand when people make the argument, we want to play the vets because we want to win, we don't want to tank. But the young guys are playing better than the starters.
Agreed.
Why do we just assume the veterans give us a better chance to win every night? Why is that always the assumption? You can play the young guys on this team and bench the veterans and have just as good a chance of winning and not be tanking and be building for the future and building their confidence. Why can't you do it all? Our veterans suck. It would be one thing if our veterans were getting us wins. I would understand, but they're not.
So when we say veterans, who are we talking about? Randall, Kemba,
Burks,
and Fournier?
Kemba, Randall, Fournier.
How old is Alec Burks?
Taj, Noel. 30. I mean, you can put Sims
in the
game.
10 years.
I mean, honestly, I think the biggest instance of that for veterans are Burks, Kemba, and Fournier. None of those guys are playing well enough to always be ahead of the young guys.
I mean,
Burks
in the right role, I think, yeah, can be a positive contribution for this team. I think he's proven that. He's shown that. It's just, it's got to be in the right role for him. It doesn't necessarily mean as a starter, you can move him to the bench. I think that's where he excelled last year. When Kemba's
not playing and Thibodeau needs to start Burks at point guard. He can't fucking throw quickly in there. Why?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I would throw quickly in there. Come on. To me, that's like obvious.
He's fucking a stubborn curmudgeon, as that previous caller said.
Something's going to happen, Craig. And I don't know, again, I don't know if it's going to be a move that's going to elevate this team, if it's going to be a move where we stay the same, or if it's going to be a move where it just says, you know what? We're looking to do something bigger in the offseason. We just want to get through the rest of this season. There's going to be a move that's going to shake up this team.
But
the front office isn't going to do nothing.
Don't you think it's going to be a move to get another veteran? This team will never go the route of the young guys with Tibbs coaching. They won't. Tibbs won't let that happen.
That's not necessarily true.
It is.
Look what he found in Quentin Grimes, a rookie. Did you think that Grimes was going to be getting this much playing time every game?
He'll never start them.
But he's getting close to 30 minutes a game now, regularly.
But he should be playing
ahead of these
other guys.
Did you think at the beginning of the season
that
was going to happen? If I told you the Knicks are going to be hovering around 500, and before the All-Star break, Grimes is not only in the rotation, but he's getting between 25, 30 minutes every game, you would have said no fucking way. Because you did say that to me.
He had more
Jason,
minutes
you
than
said
him.
It too. You yeah. said there's
oh,
no
I
way
couldn't.
Grimes is
I
getting his
the,
ass off
yeah.
the bench.
I didn't think there was any way. He played them more minutes than anybody tonight. It was the most minutes
And it's
on
not
the team.
Just because of an injury. That's the only way we thought it was going to happen, is that if a guy is injured and sidelined, that's the only way Grimes is going to get playing time. Maybe that's how it started.
He's hitting from three. He's playing good D, and he hustles. He hustles his ass off.
There's no doubt the young guys are getting minutes. I mean, they have to. The team is still a very young team. He's got to give them minutes. Who else are you going to play? That's the entire bench is young.
We see him giving minutes to Quickly. We know that he's in Quickly's corner. You see it with Grimes big time. We're not seeing it with Obi, but I think a big reason for that is, number one, Julius. But number two is I think Obi is going to get exposed. You know, you put a big body on Obi on the defensive end, he's not going to be able to contain him. Not like Julius is this all-star defender, but... I mean, compared to Obi against certain power forwards on some of these teams, Obi's going to get exposed.
No, with Julius on the team, you shouldn't be starting Obi over Julius. Of course not. Obi should get more minutes.
Yes.
Quickly should start over Burke. I mean, Tibbs would start Taj at the point guard position over fucking quickly. I need some Ralph in my life, Blandy.
Wait, we still have one other one, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah. Unless I didn't
play. Oh, yeah, we do. One more. A song.
Dawn is light. We ain't got no worries. We're gone to the night. We're going to rise.
It's very hard to hear what's being said.
Cameron and Shane gonna play tonight. Roots will all be, oh, be mine, not mine, not. Darn is life.
I think this is Trey.
We ain't got no way.
Is this the next hit?
Undecided about the coach, but I think maybe he should fire him, but I'm not really sure. I think he's doing good, but also I appreciate all the shit that he's done, and then. I mean, I don't know, man. This gets kind of weird, but also, RJ Barrett is kind of becoming a champion.
What is he slapping his knees? What is that?
I hope so. Do you say slapping his meat or his knees?
It could be his meat. Sure. It's lasting a long time.
And
Barry, what do you give that on a scale of 1 to 10?
Here we were getting on Dr.
Production
Dickie.
Quality aside, or am I factoring that in?
Everything. Factored all in.
One.
Yeah, I'd say
we were,
two.
We were maybe. Giving Dr. Dickie a hard time for rhyming Barrett with ferret, and then we got that, whatever that was.
But you get that guy in a studio, I mean, that could bump it up to a 7 easy.
That might be a hit. We just don't know it. There was a melody there. I have no idea what was being said.
Like a Bon Jovi quality to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there might be something there.
Mm-hmm. Really? You do?
Yeah, maybe Sand Reckoning. I mean, not that they want more work for the show, but maybe they want to turn that into something.
It's got the basis for something. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, give us some fucking Ralph.
Let's hear some Ralph.
Knicks versus Clippers. JD and Ralph are here. Go, Knicks. Give the Clippers a haircut. Knicks win!
I know. But...
Finally. Knicks versus Cavs. Gonna be a tough one.
Oh, I hope there's a lot of calls during
get
this one.
Ready to rumble! Well, Knicks lose. If only we could make our damn free throws. Shit.
Thank you, Ralph.
Knicks versus Heat. Supposed to be a tough game, but I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. So much for my feeling. Oh, well. Well, the Knicks lost big. At least I enjoyed hearing Jeff Van Gundy talk about the Knicks. He seems to like the same players we like. Dang, I wish we could just play the second unit more and move on from some of the first. Bye. Shit, hell, fuck. Ah.
Good old Ralph.
I was watching that Cleveland game. I did, because I was watching the Cleveland game, and you know, remember that game, how they were down by so much, and they clawed their way back, they took the lead, and then they ended up losing. I was hoping for some ebbs and flows throughout that game. That's my favorite, Ralph. It's the roller coaster
up
within
and down.
The game with you.
Yeah, up and down, especially like they're, because you were expecting like they're down, and he's upset, and then they come back, and they tie, and they take the lead or whatever, and then he's high.
And it's like reliving the game, because that's what we go through, although, Craig, you didn't get sucked into that fake comeback. Was it that game? No, it was the Clipper game.
No, not that game.
It was a fake comeback. This was a real comeback, and then they just fucking blew it.
Frustrating end to that Cleveland fucking game.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if only they could make their free throws.
Came all the way back. That would have helped, you know? That quickly three. Randall's shot, I thought was a good shot. I mean, I didn't mind, not Randall's, Barrett's shot I didn't mind, but not that it was Randall's fault, but that last play, you know, that.
Oh, my God. You can't give yourself a chance.
I mean, the Knicks couldn't get a better shot than that. We couldn't set up a better shot. I mean, Cleveland played good D on the inbounds there, but...
Oh, that last shot was horrible. It was just... I mean, what was...
I mean, to have 2 seconds left and to just get the ball in at half court with, like, turnaround jump shots. What were they down there? How many points? Three?
Two.
Was it two?
Wasn't it?
I mean, come on. At least fucking just throw it within the three-point line or get something. A three within range.
That was a more difficult shot than the RJ shot that RJ hit against Boston.
Oh, yeah. It's an impossible shot. All right, y'all hear that music? It is time for a new shortened version of the news.
What?
Featuring Blanderson Hooper.
Says who?
Says the way the news has gone the past few weeks.
Sorry, I got what I got.
Seriously, how you gonna step it up a little?
I got some good stuff in here.
All right, good. As long as it's good.
You got to sell it, Blandy.
I got some good stuff.
We might have to get some, like, you know, the Oscar music they start playing to get people off the stage. I think we might have to introduce that one week.
Well, who would play it? Me? I'd play it for myself?
No, I'll play it. I'll fucking play it over here.
What do you
play
have
half
to
of the music anyway, Blandy. All right, it's brought to you by Clarkson Avenue Crumb Cake Company, who is changing the crumb cake game. Blandy is back on his game.
I was last week, yeah.
Well, let's see what happens. What is that? You don't think you're back this week?
I don't. Who knows? Up and down, like the Knicks, you know?
There you go. Hit that sexy music, man. Do I have to tell you to do it? Oh, there it is.
That is sexy music.
I think it's the music that gets you into it.
Really?
Barry gets a boner from this music.
Is that true, Barry?
Yep. Said that.
At least a semi.
We're just trying to get you in the mood right now, Blandy.
Happy New Year. Why do I start off with that? Because the January cake of the month, as you already know, is the Happy New Year crumb cake. And that Happy New Year cake will give you a happy ending if you choose to purchase it. What we're talking about here is their delicious classic cake with lemon cream cheese filling and a one-of-a-kind graham cracker crumb on top. You will be crumbing if you eat this crumb cake. Lemon's not a flavor that everybody necessarily loves, but I can tell you from experience that the taste of this cake is out of this world. Wow. One bite and it will melt in your mouth.
Some classic lines.
You will be
back
in pure ecstasy. What was that, Craig?
Some classics came back. It's good to hear them. Blandy is back. All right, guys, for that to crumb all over your cake, go to clarksonavcrumb.com and use promo code HARDNICKSLIFE for 23% off your order. Blandy, that was a beautiful job.
Thanks.
He's back. I think he's back, Barry.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Solid.
The cake that gives you happy ending. Every time.
Yes, that's true. Very true. All right,
have you ever had a wet dream about a Clarkson Avenue crumb cake? No.
I don't think I've had a wet dream since I was like 13 years old. So I'm going to say
Oh
no.
My God. I had one as an adult once. Like maybe this was like...
Once?
I don't know.
I have
10...
those all the time.
You do? I had one like 10 or 15 years ago.
How's that even
it was
possible?
Awesome. Maybe 20 years ago. It was awesome.
What do you mean?
And then I just wanted to like...
Was it
have
awesome
them all
or was
time.
It awesome?
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Like,
awesome.
It's better awesome. Than awesome. It was awesome.
Awesome sounds like a possum.
Wait a second. Why was it awesome?
It's just,
do you remember the dream?
Not really, but I remember enjoying it so much.
So you just remember waking up wet and sticky, and that to you is awesome?
Aren't you angry when you wake up from that?
No.
Oh,
angry,
I'm angry.
Why angry?
Do you know how
why
many wet
you?
Dreams I have stopped in the middle
you
of it?
You gotta get up and like change and
no,
stuff?
No, like in the dream you know you're having, you're like, get me out of here before.
Oh, no. I want it to be fulfilled. Those
you
dreams.
Wanted it to
is
happen
that sick?
In your dream.
Is that a sick thing?
I always get myself out of there when I can, but sometimes I've not been able to.
Is that cheating? Does that constitute
so
cheating?
Engaging, though, like more so than if like you're just in front of a screen fully conscious doing your masturbatory practices. This, to me, is like virtual reality beyond.
You're not even awake for it. How is that better?
You feel everything. And, like, you know, sometimes with these dreams, you're kind of like, remember, you know, how Craig always talks about he could control his dreams?
Yeah,
like, I can. For that one, it was one of those things where I was like, kind of like in there and I knew what was going on. I was like, come, like, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Do whatever you want. I love controlling my dreams. If anybody wants advice on how to control your dreams, reach out to me at Hardnick's Life on Twitter.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that a Patreon level or that's just free service?
I will teach you. I'm not even joking. I can teach you how to control your dreams.
That's Craig's awesome. I can wet teach dreams you how masterclass.
To enter a dream state. Yeah, we'll get a bunch of listeners over my house. I will play the music. There's a certain track of music that has to be played.
Oh, really?
And I will teach you how to enter the tunnel, as I like to say, and enter the dream of your choice.
Okay.
It's weird shit.
Sounds weird, inviting a bunch of guys over your house to enter the tunnel.
Yeah. That
does not have weird. To be just guys. It could be anybody.
Okay. All right.
Intuitive, Trey is going to be here.
Trey's not getting anywhere near your house.
All right. So here we go. Let's start off with jersey sales. The NBA released the list of the top 15 most popular NBA jerseys the other day. And to the surprise of many, our very own RJ Barrett appeared on the list. Do you guys know what number he was?
14. It's right. Is that right?
Yes, he was number
14. Does it say how many jersey sales over a certain period of time?
Not from what I see. I didn't see the actual numbers. It just says that he's in the number 14 in the top 15.
I was curious if my two RJ Barrett jersey sales bumped him up into 14.
And I had one as well, Craig.
I'm going to assume
you had one in that time as well? Oh, my God.
I have one too. So, there you go. But, I mean, it's not that surprising. New York City is the most populated city in the country, correct?
Right, so but Barrett over, say, someone like Randall?
It. Oh, come on.
I'm just...
Come on. Randall's like... Even a few months ago, at the start of the season, I think Randall was like people's fifth favorite player on the Knicks, maybe, right?
Randall's and jersey sales. Crazy. You know, it's interesting about jersey sales because once you buy a Randall jersey, you're not buying another one, right? So everyone bought their Randall jerseys last year.
And a lot of jersey sales happen around Christmas time. And again, this was already a couple months into the season when Randall was stinking up the joint. So it's like, you're going to pick your Knicks jersey. You're probably not choosing Randall.
Like, I haven't bought a Giants jersey since I got my Odell Beckham because you just can't invest in another one. I'll be wearing that for
when I was
years.
Looking for my RJ jersey, I was going to Dick's. I was actually originally looking for Obi.
But right?
Quickly, and then I decided on RJ because he just caught fire, and he just, I don't know, I was really going for who I thought would stick around here the longest, and it's a combination of that and who you like, right? I'll tell you, there is hard to find any jersey outside of Kemba and Julius. There's lots of Kemba and Julius jerseys hanging that you can get in any style, but RJ, Obi, quickly is impossible to find.
You want to hear a comment from RJ about it or no?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know. Sure. Sounds.
You can't. The
We said we wanted to hear it, Blandy.
No, that's not on me. Who the question. That? The
oh, it's not on you. Oh, no. Oh, that's on you, Craig.
It's not on me.
Asshole.
It's not on me. Maybe
you're going to hear RJ fine. If you can't hear the quality of how far away the guy is.
If you can't hear the question, why put it in here, Blandy?
Yeah, right.
Just put the answer.
Oh, God.
Self-edit.
You're going to play a question. It's going to be silent for like 7 seconds.
It's
and
not.
Then you're
going to
tell us what the
it
question
now.
Is. Oh, we can't hear anything.
It's like a Charlie Brown teacher.
We can't hear
it. Now you're talking over RJ. That's a dope moment. You're talking over RJ.
Thank you to the fans. Thank you to, you know, everybody buying my jersey. That's a dope moment to, you know, see my name on that list. You know, definitely a lot of love and you know, it just kind of shows that when you work hard and you give your all, and especially to, I mean, a city like this, you know, they love you back in return.
Now, 0% of that money actually goes to RJ. Is that correct? It's all owned and licensed by the NBA, correct?
RJ's still fucking talking somehow.
He's not getting any of that. Any guesses as to who the top three were?
LeBron.
Jersey sales. Yeah, LeBron is number one.
Giannis.
Giannis is number three.
I'd say either Doncic. He's in Dallas.
He's number five.
Oh, no. No, Durant.
He's number four. Steph Curry is number two.
Oh, yeah, Steph Curry, of course.
Yeah, KD's up there, but no Kyrie, no James Harden. They're all basically, none of them are really surprises other than 14 and 15, which are Barrett and LaMelo Ball is 15.
Is Kyrie in the top 15?
Kyrie is not in there, no.
It's interesting. All right, going on 3 minutes talking about jersey sales.
Jesus Christ. On top of that, the Knicks were sixth in the top 10 most popular team merchandise. Which, you know, just to throw that in there. James Harden. There was a story on Bleacher Report yesterday that he is unhappy with his situation in Brooklyn. He doesn't enjoy living in Brooklyn. He's not happy with Kyrie. He's not happy with Steve Nash's end of the game rotations. I've got sound on that. If you want to hear it, if you don't want to hear it, I won't play it. Craig's already.
Is this the reporter asking about it?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard
that. But that you could actually hear in this one.
Oh, no, this is good. This is James, good back and forth.
There's some reports out today that suggest that you might not be happy in Brooklyn or with the rotations that are happening. I'm just wondering, A, if you can speak
reports
to...
Reports from who? All right, then.
Bleacher Report.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Instead of speaking to the reports, can you just talk about your experience living in Brooklyn?
What do you mean?
The report suggested that you were unhappy.
You're talking about reports. I don't know about reports. Did you guys hear from me?
That's what I'm asking.
All right, so I don't know about no reports.
Do you enjoy New York City?
Yeah. Yeah.
James, he's full of shit, man. You can,
I know. Like, you it can definitely tell. Came from him. It definitely came from his camp.
It's so,
I
mean, that defensive
was
about it.
That was the idea, that it said, like, sources close to him, but he didn't deny anything.
Well, they get so upset by reports. Reports, did I say it? Yeah, according to some people, you fucking said it.
And he makes the guy ask the question. Meanwhile, that's the question from the beginning, was that, you know, but he makes the guy actually say this, you know, say the
he
question.
Didn't really give a ringing endorsement. That's for sure. You know, he sat out tonight. They didn't have KD or Harden or Kyrie because it was a home game. So they didn't have any of them. They lost clearly. Just a couple of score things. The Clippers last night were down by 35, came back to beat the Wizards. It's the second largest comeback in the last 25 years.
Luke Kennard with the clutch shots at the end.
Yeah. And then tonight, the Hornets beat Indiana. They scored 158 points, 87 points in the second half, which is the most points in a second half since 1991. So that's what, like 31 years. There's a couple of injury things, whatever. I've got sound of Alex Caruso talking about Grayson Allen.
I'm sorry. I can't help but look at Craig. He is judging you right now so
tough
hard.
Shit. I don't care.
He really is.
That's all. Whatever.
I just love when Blandy's like, a couple injury things. Who cares? Like, every week you do stuff like that. Why do you even?
Editing?
Yeah, like, why do you even bring
because
it up?
Because I have it in
care?
There. I don't know if you're going to be like, this is you already in the,
edit
I was in the
yourself
first story.
Before the show.
I have it in there because I wanted it in there, but you were already first story in. You were complaining about the.
So
length,
so you're just jumping through stuff? You can't just skip it?
I could if you want me to. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't want to.
Is it interesting? Is it interesting
about it? It's just him talking about how it's bullshit. Paul George could be out for the entire season now. Possibly he might need surgery on his elbow.
Jesus,
which would be bad, obviously, for the Clippers. And Tim Hardaway Jr. broke his foot. He's out indefinitely. And then the only other thing I had is they announced a new mini format, tournament format for the All-Star Game. Did you hear about this?
I did.
With the Rising Stars instead of the rookies versus sophomores or USA versus the world, they're actually drafting four separate teams. So it's going to be 12 rookies, 12 sophomores, and four people from the G League. And then it's first to 75 for the NBA's 75th anniversary. You play to 50, no time. And then in the final, it'll be first to 25.
And they're doing something else too, right? With like a two-on-two...
Yeah,
like
there's the Clorox Clutch Challenge that'll take place between games.
I saw
two
a lot
three.
Of like pushback on Twitter about this, which I'm fine with this format. Like, what's so sacred about the Rising Stars game, like from the past few years, that people want to like cling to it.
It's a horrible game every year.
Does RJ get picked? So them
trying to change
year?
It up a little bit to a different format. I'm totally fine with it. RJ can't be in it this year. He's a third. Year
Oh, that's
player.
Right. He's in his third year. But quick, who's in? Quickly, he'll get in, right?
I mean, yeah, he should.
Obi.
He should. Let me talk about anybody a more else? Fun, exciting Obi player
would,
to watch.
Obi would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And if Obi gets in, they're probably using him for the slam dunk.
Grimes might get in too as a rookie.
You got to put Obi in the slam dunk contest with the dunks he's had this year. Even though he did it last year, I think they do it again. It's going to be the only reason for Knicks fans to watch the fucking All-Star weekend.
All right.
Say no more Julius Randle All-Star.
No.
Appearances. That was a one-time appearance.
That's the way the basketball bounces.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for our show tonight. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's hardnickslife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @hardnickslife. You can follow Barry @BarryDworkin. Follow Blandy @BlandyHooper. And you can call us
at 516-33-MESH-1.
Remember, wherever you listen to the show, leave us a 5-star rating and or some positive reviews. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please check it out. Blandy, you want to plug anything?
Plug anything?
Yeah. Where do you get your news? Where do you get your news information?
My news information?
Yeah.
For NBA.com is where I get my news information.
You know where I get my news information?
Where?
Lanterson Hooper.
Wow.
That's why I hold you to such a high standard, because you're the only place I get my NBA news.
Really?
And I'm honestly, I don't want to criticize.
Blanderson Hooper.
Oh, fuck it. But Hooper. You used to give us like a dirty news, some dirty news every week.
I know.
And it's been more on the, you've gone political.
You don't have any like Devin Booker stuff?
I've tried every week as I'm prepping.
You can't find anything?
I go to NBA.com, I go to The Athletic, ESPN SI, and then I go to two other places. I go to TMZ Sports for the salacious stuff, and then there's something called BlackSportsOnline.com.
Wasn't there like a rumor about Devin Booker secretly getting married?
Right, I said that last week. I did that last week.
Maybe that's where I heard it. Great job, Blanderson.
Stupid.
What about Kendall Jenner? Kendall Jenner, his apparent wife had some comments about her type. She's not ashamed that she's got a type.
It wasn't on Black Sport. A lot of what they have on there is about like NBA players dating Instagram models, which like, what does that mean to us? That doesn't mean, I try for salacious stuff all the time. I really want it, but I can't find any lately.
And I'm gonna plug the phone line one more time, Craig. 516-33-MESH-1. Call us, tell us what you liked about the show today. What you didn't like about the episode today? Call us during the games, like Ralph does. Don't do that.
Did you like the song, the new Hard Knicks Life theme song? Did you understand any of it? The one with the masturbation during it.
He didn't even say who he was, did he?
He called a few times this week. That was a guy from California. Do you want to sign up for my Master Dream class? Let us know.
I can't believe you had a wet dream as an adult.
Why would I purposely go into a dream state and not have a wet dream?
Okay.
That's a great question.
All right. What do you want to dream about?
I don't know, but you just put on porn. That's what you want. Like, then you can control it and watch
Barry,
what you,
he doesn't,
you know.
Barry, he doesn't get it.
I don't. I just,
Mitch Hedberg used to talk about dreaming about building a go-kart with his ex-landlord. How would I want to dream about that?
All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.